Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I don't think it really is all about that. I think it's all about the Democrats having to throw their progressive base something, right? In other words, they're not fighting hard enough. And so they're going to, shut down the government to show how hard they're fighting President Trump. And then they say, you know, we got to come up with a reason.
Yeah.
And so they say, well, it's health care costs. And what they didn't realize was their demand regarding health care would result in paying premiums and covering a lot of people who are in the country illegally. So now they're kind of stuck on that. I think this is an internal thing within the Democratic Party. I think this is Schumer and some of the others concerned about primaries. And, you know, Mark, you can tell that because they lost three Democrats at the beginning. In other words, there's a number of them who are saying this is going to take us off a cliff and we're not going. In other words, you guys can walk off if you want to. We're not walking off. So I thought originally that Schumer might have something up his sleeve. It's now really beginning to look like as big a screw up as it appeared to be at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
Well, and he was for it before he was against it, right? I mean, the flip-flop nature of this party is unbelievable. How, you know, just when was the previous threat of a shutdown? And he was like, we absolutely can't do this. The government must stay open. Da, da, da. Now suddenly the government staying open isn't really that important.
Yeah, and what it may have been is they may have decided, I don't know, some time ago to do this. And then the Republicans just produced a clean CR, which is not the thing you're going to do this on, right? In other words, if you're going to do it, you do it because there's something in the bill that other than just, well, we're going to keep the government going for another 6 weeks while we figure everything out. I mean, that's unfortunately standard procedure in Washington. Now, what I like to point out is, because I'm really pleased about it, is the Congress has actually passed a number of appropriations bills, which we've needed to do for years. And what they want the 6 weeks for is to get those to the to the finishing line to the president. That would be a really good thing if we can actually start budgeting and appropriating again. And that's what they want to do with this 6 weeks. It's a good government thing. So I don't know how the Democrats going to get out of this hole. It's other than just at some point a number of them will cave and then they'll pass the CR and get to real work.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I know at one point, for those of us who remember during the first Trump administration, you had some discussions, or there were some discussions of your name as becoming Secretary of War, because that's what it would be now. I wanted to get your reaction to what Pete Hegseth told some of the generals this week. Here's a clip from
that. I'm also directing that warfighters in combat jobs execute their service fitness test at a gender-neutral, age-normed male standard scored above 70%. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon. and leading commands around the country and the world.
Yeah. So I don't know if you got to see any or all of that, but any thoughts on what Hegseth is, the message he's sending that we're getting back to business?
Yeah, I saw a lot of it, and you were kind enough to mention I've been considered for that job from time to time. That's exactly what I would have done, both because it's the right thing in and of itself for all the reasons that the secretary mentioned, but also because of the effect of it on the culture. You know, it's like a team that has been underperforming, and you bring in a manager or a coach who says, we're going to get into the best shape of our lives, right? In other words, it's a message that you're aiming for excellence. And in the context of the department in the Pentagon, it's a life or death issue. I mean, this is what people have to understand. I mean, this is a war fighting organism, and it has to run on merit. It has to run on cohesion behind the mission. People have to be in shape. They have to demand the most out of themselves, and they have to, we have to dump. That's the other part of the speech I like so much. All this DEI stuff, you know, Mark, the Department is of Defense or War or whatever is like the greatest achievement in the aspirations of the civil rights movement in the country. Yeah. I mean, it integrated right away, and I could go on and on. So yes, it was the right thing. And Hegseth is able to deliver it from a platform like that because he served. See, that's probably something I couldn't have done
right.
because I never served in the military, but I'd have done the policy. No question about
and
that.
He's out there running PT with some of those guys yeah. sometimes too, which is pretty amazing.
That would have been a problem for me also, right?
Oh, Jim, thank you as always. We appreciate having you on.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, awesome. We'll talk to you soon. That would have been a problem for a lot of us. Maybe not Dan Buck down here who still plays baseball all the time, but yeah, not me. Thank you. Not these days, anyway. I'd be tendering my resignation, I think, at this point. All right, coming up bottom of the hour, we're going to get to a Buck Don't Give a Bleep. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.